This weekend retreat was given by Father Sean Kilcawley at Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House, October 30th to November 1st, 2015, on the topic, Divorced, Beginning Anew with Christ's Mercy. These and other recordings are available at our website, goodcounselretreat.com.
Welcome. For those of you who don't know me, I am Father Sean Kilcawley, and I'm the director of the Family Life Office. And the theme for the retreat this weekend is beginning again from Christ's mercy. So I have to admit, when I found out there was only 12 people signed up, I was kind of like, dang it. But it is Halloween and the World Series. And any number of other excuses. But also, this is the first time that we've really hosted a retreat for divorced persons. And I remember the first round of Catholic Divorce Survival Guide that I ran. Some of you were there. There were, on average, about 12 people. And here, there's about 12 people. And when Jesus started, there were about 12 people. So I think we're doing okay. I'll tell you a little bit about myself now. For those of you who don't know me, my dad is from Ireland, and he got married quite young and had two daughters and a son with his first wife. And then when my brother was about 2 years old, they got divorced. And so my dad kind of traveled around and did different things and eventually landed in Michigan. My mother also fell in love and got married when she was quite young and had two sons. And when my brother John was about 2 years old, they got divorced. And so my dad made it to Michigan, met my mom. They got married, both got annulments, got married in the church. I was baptized. And then my mother died about 2 weeks shy of my second birthday. And so my dad got married a third time to my stepmom, who had previously been divorced. And then when I was a sophomore in college, they got divorced. And then I became the Family Life Office Director. But in many ways, as I've said many times, our Lord called me to the priesthood out of that. Because when I was young, I started to pray Psalm 139 before I knew Psalm 139 existed, which says, Lord, I praise you for the wonder of my being. I praise you for I'm wonderfully made. And I used to marvel at the fact that God had to go through so much trouble in order to create me. And if he went through that much trouble to create me, then there must be a plan for me. And from a young age, I had one constant in my life, which was that our Lord had a plan for me. And he's proven that over and over and over again. But it's not always easy to see it. Oftentimes, especially when our lives become difficult, it becomes unclear whether or not our Lord has a plan here. And so during the retreat, most of my talks are really going to come straight from Scripture and focus on our Lord and finding our own story in Scripture. Because oftentimes we think that Scripture gives us the example of perfection, and we fail to see that the core of the gospel message is about redeeming imperfection. It's about encountering the mercy of God. In the gospel reading today, our Lord is in the home of the Pharisees. And he speaks to the scholars of the law and the Pharisees, and he says, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? He doesn't really wait for their answer. He just heals this person and dismisses him. And this verse was powerful for me because he asks them, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? And what better day to be cured on than the Sabbath day? And if we used an analogy, the analogy really would be, is it lawful to find healing within the church or not? Because so many people that I've talked to have felt that the church wasn't present for them at the time of their divorce. Or when they were looking for healing, there was really nothing to be found. And many people, some of you might have this story, they went to another church in order to join some kind of a support group. Or in order to find a community where they didn't feel like they had a big D on their forehead. But our Lord wants you to find healing with him. And he wants you to find healing in the church. And what better place than the church to find that healing? Without worrying about what that might say about what we believe about this, that, or the other thing. And our Lord has a great amount of zeal for you on this weekend. He has zeal to encounter you on this weekend. Now, before Mass, I was praying, and I was kind of praying through my own kind of distress or stress, or whatever was going on. And the image that came up in prayer was our Lord really reaching down and just saying to me, Sean, none of that matters. Don't you know how much that I love you? You know, that's what our Lord wants to say to you this weekend. In finding our own story in the story of Scripture, we can also look to St. Paul's letter to the Romans, which we heard in the first reading, when he says about the Jews who have not accepted Christ, I wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people. He has great zeal for them. He wants them to recognize that they have been chosen by our Lord, that they are children of Israel. Theirs is the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, the promises, the patriarchs. And from them is the Christ. If they would only realize that. He says he would be willing to give up his own salvation for the sake of theirs. Anyone who has ever felt cut off, or betrayed, or abandoned, or alone, or like they don't matter, needs to hear that message. That St. Paul, the greatest evangelizer in the history of the church, has great zeal for you. Has a great desire to proclaim the love of Christ to you. That we might encounter him completely. And so tonight I invite you in your prayer to reflect on your own story as you understand it now, and to ask our Lord to reveal to you this weekend where he's been in your story. The conferences during the rest of the weekend will help unpack that. But where has our Lord been in your story? We know intellectually our Lord has always been there. But the goal of a retreat is to encounter our Lord and to experience him there, so that we might have great confidence in the fact that he loves you. So there's one other kind of admin thing. When my ideal for this retreat was that anybody who has ever been divorced would come. And so some of you might, my idea was people might come that have been just divorced or divorced a long time ago, or they're divorced and remarried and they have annulments, or they're divorced and remarried and don't have annulments. So, and some of you might have been away from confession for a really long time, and we'll have time for that during the weekend. And so after communion, we'll pray a prayer of spiritual communion for anyone who isn't yet ready to receive our Lord in the Eucharist. And I just invite you, if you are one of those people who needs to go to confession still, just when you come up to present yourself, put your fingers over your mouth, and I'll give you a blessing.